it feels fine to be here by your side. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Thank you.
You just listened to Alika with The Reason to Fall in Love. That is recorded directly in our studio during the session. And the session is always available on our broadcast. And if you want to see it directly, you can go to our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs Yovie Widianto collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LPZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Archie Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yovie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yovie Widianto and LPZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening!
Begitu berharap kau setia padaku. Saat kulihat kau dengannya, kau berpaling dariku. Apa artinya aku? Thank you.
Facebook Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Peace from Roni Parulian with Tak Ada Ujungnya or It Has No End. But of course, we would like to have an end in all cases of criminal or crime cases, especially the trafficking in persons that is quite apparent recently in so many countries, especially the ones related to online scam and also online gambling. And recently, listener, we had a recorded interview with the director of Indonesian Citizen Protection at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha. We talked about the recent repatriation of Indonesian citizens from Myanmar who are allegedly involved, whether being a perpetrator or even a victim in the trafficking in persons related to online gambling and online scam. And also, we would like to talk also something about what Indonesia do to protect our citizens. So stay tuned on our radio service, Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. So, listener, 46 Indonesian citizens recently repatriated from Myanmar. Some of them are allegedly
victims of human trafficking related to online gambling and also online scam. So how is the ongoing process for this 46 Indonesian citizens, and how does Indonesia protect her citizens from such trafficking? Here is in the VOI talk with Indonesian Citizen Protection Director of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Yuda Nugraha. So, Pak Yuda, I would like to know, so it is said that not all of the 46 people are the victims. I would like to know, how is the evaluation process so far that the ministry has known?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I can confirm that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has facilitated the repatriation of 46 Indonesian citizens from Yawadi, Myanmar. They are now has arrived safely in Indonesia, and Ministry of Foreign Affairs has handed over them to Ministry of Social Welfare for further process, including rehabilitation and reintegration process.
Okay, but the ministry is still monitoring them, or really full handover to the other ministry?
We have full handover them to Ministry of Social Welfare. Now they are in the process of further investigation and to know the process, yeah, and to identify them whether or not they are victim of human trafficking. Minister of Foreign and Minister of Social Welfare is working closely with the national police.
Okay, and you also said that some thousands of Indonesians are still out there being held captive for such cases. And recently I also got the news that the ministry plans to bring back home 270 others. So how is the plan so far by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs?
Yeah, I have to admit that we don't have the exact number how many Indonesians living in Nyawadi area, because all of them are going into Nyawadi through illegal channel, and they are not reported themselves to our embassy in Yangon. But until today, we have received report from 270 Indonesian national living in Nyawadi, and they ask us to help them to repatriate to Indonesia. So we are working closely with related institution in Myanmar as well as in Thailand to help them crossing the border from Yawadi to Thailand, and then we will facilitate their repatriation to Indonesia.
And sir, related to this case, we also know that some cases from China, it was so viral about some celebrities, local celebrities in China also get into similar cases. I would like to know that what is the main MO for this trafficking that the ministry has detected?
We have recorded mostly this case back in 2020. At that time, we received only 15 reports of online scam, especially in Cambodia. But now, until February this year, we have recorded more than 6,800 online scam cases across 10 countries, including Myanmar. But I have to say that handling these cases in Myanmar is the most complicated one, because we are already aware that Myawadi area is a conflict zone. There are armed groups operating in Myawadi and control the area. So we have to deal with it carefully to make sure that all Indonesian nationals safely going back to Indonesia from that area.
Okay, and also about the 10 countries, could you please mention which countries?
Cambodia, Myanmar, Laos, Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, United Arab Emirates, South Africa, and last, Belarus.
Okay, so they are spread not only in ASEAN but also some other countries. But related to ASEAN, has this been a concern about ASEAN countries? And if it has been a concern, how is the current cooperation to handle this case?
Yes, that's very true. Through our diplomacy, we would like to raise awareness this is not only a problem for Indonesia, but of course a problem for other countries, not only in our region, but also at global level. Up until now, we have received information that country of origin for the victim of online scam operation is coming from 59 countries. So this is a global problem, and we need a global response. So in this case, we do intensive diplomacy, be it at bilateral level or regional level, including multilateral level. At bilateral level, we have intensive communication with Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia, and other countries. At regional level, we have ASEAN cooperation. During Indonesia chairmanship in ASEAN, we have successfully agreed ASEAN leaders' declaration on combating trafficking in person caused by the abuse technologies. So this is one of the critical point of cooperation within ASEAN, and we look forward to implement those commitments.
Okay, and this cooperation, of course, is not only about bringing them back home, but I hope that it is also about preventing. So if there has been some prevention measures, I would like to know how many of our citizens have been safe before they are going into the same case of trafficking.
Yeah, we do understand that this is a cross-border criminality, and this is a complex issue. We need a close cooperation and collaboration from all stakeholders, be it domestically in Indonesia or regional. So in Indonesia, we propose 4 P strategies. The first P is protection of victims. We have to make sure that government of Indonesia give a quick response of every report we receive from our national offices, including in Miyawadi area. Second P is prosecution. We will make sure that the perpetrators will be brought to justice. And I have to highlight here that not all online scam cases can be identified as victim of human trafficking. Some of them are active perpetrators. Some of them are active recruiters. And we will make sure that we will bring them to justice. And third P is prevention. This is the most important thing. We need close cooperation from all stakeholders, not only governments. We are talking about private sector. We are talking about academics, media. We are talking about civil society. The main challenge is how to raise awareness about the danger of this online scam operation. We recorded that out of 6,800 victims of online scam that have been repatriated to Indonesia, we record some of them going back overseas and working in the same sector. So this is our big concern. So this is the importance of raising awareness among Indonesians that yes, it's our right to work overseas, but we have to make sure that we do a safe migration when doing that right.
Okay, so make sure to do some safe migration. And once again, to put emphasis on this, to make everyone, not only Indonesians, but everybody listening to this dialogue, also realize about this case. We know that the victim is not only people from low income class. From China, they are celebrities wanting to get some contracts in another country, but get into this scam. So it means it can target anyone. And what is the tips from the ministry, the most practical one, to make sure one doesn't fall victim into this case?
That's an interesting question, Pak Steve. That we have to understand that this online scam operation is completely different with I call it traditional trafficking in person cases. When we are dealing with the so-called traditional trafficking in person cases, we are dealing with a victim profile, mostly women. Mostly they are uneducated. Coming from poor family, they are jobless. And then they're coming from remote area. But when we are dealing with victim of online scam, we are dealing with completely different victim profile. We have recorded the victim of online scam operation. They are coming from Gen Z, age between 18 to 35 years old, and then they are educated. Even we handle cases of victim, he has a master degree. And then they are coming from middle class family. And they are not jobless. Some of them, they have a good work actually in Indonesia, but they are being lured by unscrupulous job opportunities overseas, and then they are being trapped then in some country like Miawadi. So we have to understand about the modus of this online job recruitment. What we would like to highlight, but this is very important to understand about the models, and then make sure that if we want to work overseas, we do follow a proper procedure, as stipulated under the law of 18, year 2017, pertaining to the protection of Indonesian migrant workers, and make sure you can check the credibility of the job opportunities, and then make sure you have a valid working visa, and then have signed proper employment contract, and don't go if you don't bring those documents with you.
Okay, thank you very much Pak Yuda Nugraha for joining us, and I wish that the Minister of Foreign Affairs, which has a lot of work to do, will have the strength and also will have fine smoothness in their job in saving Indonesian citizens. Thank you very much Pak Yuda.
Thank you Pak.
Okay listener, that is our VOA talk with Bapak Yuda Nugraha, Indonesian Citizen Protection Director of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and you can listen again to this dialogue on our YouTube channel, VOA Official, and also the application RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Serius antara dia dan aku.
listener, here is quote of the day. It is better to die on a dirt instead of living like a corpse. A quote from Sultan Hasanuddin. The quote means that it's better to die instead of bearing a great shame. Listener, Sultan Hasanuddin was the 16th king of Goa in the 1600s. The Goa kingdom believed in a god that creates the earth and the ocean that is shared for all human race and not exclusively to VOC, the colonizer. Sultan Hasanuddin was known for being firm, courageous, and never giving up. And for those qualities, the Dutch dubbed the Sultan Hasanuddin as the Rooster of the East. Listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Karena aku terlambat. with lampu merah. Lampu merah in English means traffic light, but specifically it's talking about when the red light is on, meaning everybody is halted and everything stopped. Okay, a symbol for obstruction. And in the lyric itself, it says that the current situation may be just a temporary obstacle that they face. I believe it's in the term of relationship, but in term for job equality for everybody, Indonesia is trying to remove all the obstacles. Therefore, the Manpower Minister yesterday emphasized that the government is committed to strengthening access to training and job placement for people with disabilities. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, the minister noted that despite the implementation of various policies, the empowerment of workers with disabilities continues to face challenges, and the challenges in the field have led to less than optimal implementation of measures to empower disabled people. Therefore, with this homework, the government has designed various strategic measures to address this problem. What are they? Establishing a special work unit focused on empowering people with disabilities, and also ensuring inclusive and sustainable job placement, plus bolstering disability service units in regions, not only in the Sandra, I mean in big cities, but also all regions, as the spearhead of local empowerment.
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Sering menolak, ku hanya sadar hampir senja usia. Kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Dingin angin malam, apa lagi nongkrong sampai pagi. Bukannya jangan sering menolak, ku hanya sadar.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Satay Klathak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Satay Klathak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Satay Klathak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this Satay Klathak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Satay Klathak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of Satay Klathak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Nyur Hijau by Gustin Arviana, accompanied by keroncong side of ex-keroncong orchestra. The song, which was once routinely played for the opening broadcast on Radio Republik Indonesia, was created by R. Maladi. Having worked at RRI was one of the factors that led Maladi to be appointed Indonesian Minister of Information for the period of 1959 to 1962 under the government of the first president, Sukarno. Maladi also served as the first Minister of Sports in 1964 to 1966. The song Nyur Hijau is able to evoke a sense of nationalism, telling the natural beauty of the archipelago as the homeland of love of the Indonesian nation. Well, listener, here is Gustin Arviana featuring Side of X Keroncong Orchestra with the song Nyur Hijau.
Thank you.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Three nutritious meal beneficiaries serve more than 2 million Free Nutritious Meal Program serve more than 2 million beneficiaries. Indonesian government prepares eat allowances regulations for online motorcycle taxi drivers. And here's the news in detail. The Free Nutritious Meal Program reaches 38 provinces across the country. During the month of Ramadan, the Free Nutritious Meal Program will be continuing with various adjustments, and Dora Pardede has the detail.
The Indonesian government through the National Nutrition Agency stated that the Free Nutritious Meal Program has been running in 38 provinces in Indonesia. This was conveyed by the head of the National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, after reporting the progress of the implementation of the Free Nutritious Meal Program to President Prabowo Subianto in a limited meeting at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta, Monday. Dadan Hindayana emphasized that this achievement was a significant step in equalizing access to nutrition for the community. Dadan also mentioned that this week the program has been able to serve more than 2 million beneficiaries.
Jadi dalam waktu satu setengah bulan.
So within 1.5 months, thank God it has now reached 38 provinces and 693 service units, and this week it will be able to serve more than 2 million beneficiaries.
Meanwhile, during the month of Ramadan, Dadan Hindayana said that the Free Nutritious Meal Program will continue with a number of adjustments in the food distribution mechanism. Dadan explained that students who are fasting can take the meals home for breaking the fast. The food provided during Ramadan will also be long-lasting food, such as milk, boiled eggs, dates, cookies, and fruit. Dadan also stated that his agency will continuously pay attention to the food nutritional composition, which includes protein, carbohydrates, and fiber. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Deputy Minister for Political and Security Coordination of the White, Frederick Paulus, stated that the Indonesian government is preparing regulations for online motorcycle taxi drivers to receive holiday allowances this year. By the way, recently said that the Ministry of Manpower is preparing the regulation so that motorcycle taxi drivers or OJOL can receive the EAT holiday allowances right according to the applicable regulations. And the allowances distribution according to the law must not be delayed so that people can meet their living needs during Ramadan. And listen, that was news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.